Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to our 200th episode of Coco Caliente Podcast, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny. And that's pretty great that it's cool. The editor, yeah, she emailed today and said it's the 200th episode. So it started with, did it start with just you or did it immediately start?
No, me and Vic.
Right from the beginning?
Yeah.
And then it went to me and you?
Yeah, so if you, so there's 52 weeks in a year, so if you did one every single week, which we usually take Christmas week off and maybe a couple others for unplanned things, that's how many years?
So like that's what, 4 years?
4 years.
4 years, wow.
Holy cow.
That's a long time,
time
to keep
flies.
It up.
Yeah, well, and thanks to you, we kept it up, so.
Yes, that's a long time.
It is.
So it's been an exciting, busy week over here. I don't know how exciting, but
is it?
She's giving me a look like, what's been exciting? What's been going on?
I feel like our life is just, it's just exciting because mom's always taking on a new project. And if she's not, I am. If I'm not, dad is. If dad's not, Arrow or Vic is.
So I wouldn't call that exciting. I'd call it chaotic.
Yeah.
More like an chaotic experiences. So it was Dave's birthday yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to do anything big. He just wanted to spend time with the family. And that's what we did.
The big 5-4.
The big 5-4. He, even though he looks 4 or 5,
he does. That's, I get a lot of messages him. About how young he looks, and people think he had me when he was 13, but he was 22. You were 22, so he was 23.
Yeah.
So that's a normal age back in the day for sure.
I was 21, so he was 22.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a normal age. Actually, that's even like a normal age
now.
Now that's a normal age.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Sunday, it's getting ready for, we met over at Jesse's house, and Nicole loves going over there, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I had so much fun. Like, I love the country life. Jesse lives on a dirt road, kind of in the middle of nowhere, which I did give him crap for at first moving there because I don't like him being 20 minutes away from us, which is not that far.
No, it's not that far.
But I still don't like love it. But when I go there, I don't love the distance, but I love being there. It's so fun. It's, I don't know. It's the perfect place to raise children. That's what I told them. I was like, beautiful home, Jesse. Beautiful home.
Yes. And he's been there. How long has he been there? Almost 2 years?
Yeah, for sure.
It seems like it. And he still does not have one thing hung on the wall. He is very, very, they're all just all still drywalled, nothing hanging up yet. He doesn't take any decisions doing anything to his house or yard lightly. So he thinks about it for a long time and then he does it and he does everything
I
right.
I will say though, it's still very homey and it still has a lot of decor, just nothing on the wall, but like on, it looks really cute. Ashley, if you're listening, I asked Jesse, I was like, who did these shelves in the bathroom? It looks really cute. I never saw that stuff before.
And there is a lot. The house did have a lot of like built-in shelves. So yes, Ashley does a great job decorating everything. But yes, it looks.
I like those shelves.
It's very cozy.
It is.
And so we were getting dinner ready, which we did a what do you call that?
Crab boil, you called it?
Like a crab boil, yeah. So we got crab legs, which were delicious.
They were delicious.
So, but we had to do the shrimp and the corn and the potatoes and all that stuff. And Victor did some chicken, and we did mac and cheese, of course, for Earl. But I wanted to ask anybody who has a gas stove. I'd never cook on a gas stove, and that was my first experience. And I swear it took me twice as long to do that crab boil at Jesse's house than it would take me on mine on an electric stove. So am I doing something wrong, or do gas stoves just take a lot longer? I don't know. It was just different for me. Mm-hmm. I was sweating in his kitchen, like
you're
cooking.
You're stressed because you're just like, wait, is this right?
I'm like, yes. It took forever for like the big pots of water to boil. I'm talking like 45 minutes yeah. for a pot of water to boil. And on my stove, I can have a pot of water boiling in 15 minutes.
She can have a pot of water over boiling in about 8 minutes, honestly.
So I don't know if it's so. All of you that work gas stoves, give me some hints or like, I don't know. I didn't even really know how to turn it on. I've just never, ever used a gas stove. And I asked him and he told me that that was on high. Like, so I don't know. I don't know. But anyways, it was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very good. My mom did a great job. The 4.5 hour preparation of dinner was so worth it because it was terrific.
And then Monday they all came to my house, which we filled up. So, we were so full that Jesse had gotten, Dave likes ice cream cake. So he went to Dairy Queen and got him an ice cream cake, but we were so full. And I had made a homemade apple pie with Jesse's apples that day too. And our apples. So, the pie was already sitting there. I said, I cannot eat any birthday cake. And everybody agreed. So then we decided on Dave's actual birthday, which was Monday, just come over to my house when everybody got out of work and I would cook again. And
I'll tell you about this meal. This meal was 10 times better. She made.
She thinks she's the only one that said it's better.
Venison meatball subs.
And they were delicious.
The best sub. If there was a restaurant that served these, I get it every time and I go every day.
I made meatball subs, and I have not made. I think I've only made them probably once. And Jesse mentioned
them in my whole life.
Jesse, I had made meatballs like last week, and they came over for dinner. Jesse's like, "Oh my gosh, I love your meatballs!" And then the next day, he made meatballs at his house. He goes, "I just been putting them on some bread with some ketchup, some cheese, and making a meatball sub." And I'm like, "Well, I'll make some real meatball subs with marinara and the right cheeses and garlic and all that stuff." And so I did. But Nicole's like, "This is 10 out of 10. And Jesse's like, "No," they were arguing. He said, "No, the crab leg was 10 out of 10.
This was 8 out of 10, which is still pretty good.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So wait, I want to tell you what I did over at my brother's house. We picked pears, which is awesome. He has a pear tree. We picked apples. These apples look better than the apples in the store. I told him he should get up to the farmer's market if you're not doing anything with them. And
he has a peach tree.
He has a peach tree. He picked one and tried it and it wasn't ready. So that's really cool. The people there before him planted all those trees and they are awesome. I am going to plant some next spring. I know it'll take like 10 years or more, but got to get them started. And then he has a pumpkin patch. And Arrow found a pumpkin and asked if he could have it. And it's so cute. So we picked a pumpkin and it's just like the best place. I love that stuff. It was just so awesome. And the weather was perfect. Right, Mom?
Yeah, it was a great day.
And my dad and Arrow were picking stuff together and just laughing. It was a really cute moment. Mom, you should have been out there capturing, feeling those memories. Those are core memories.
I've seen all the videos, but I was in washing all the dishes.
And why though?
Because I needed to clean it up. Jesse's house was so clean when we got there. I was like, oh my gosh. And like after all of us and all that chaotic 4 hours in there, it was not. And I'm like, I have to clean it up. Because he could tell he worked hard. Everything was not super clean?
Yeah, but I mean, we would have got it cleaned up. And I also cleaned up before that. You just should have come outside, Mom, next time. Because you would have really enjoyed that.
Anyways, I love fall period. I love the weather. It just feels different outside. Like right now, I just love the fall weather and I love to decorate for fall. And I have to go. I cannot find my fall decorations from. I have a lot and I haven't looked hard yet, but I'm sure they're under my crawl space and I haven't went under there yet. I thought I left them out, but I can't find them anyway. So yesterday I went into Dollar General and I bought a couple.
Is that the thing I asked you about?
Yes.
I said, I walked in. That is hilarious. You lied to me.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you said you've had it for a long time. You found it.
I said, I found it. That's all I said was I found it. I found it at Dollar General.
Mom, what,
my exact words were what? I found it.
Okay. But I walked in and I just like looked, and then after dinner, I'm looking around, you know, I know my mom, like the back of my hand, you guys, I know her taste, everything. I look at this little picture of three pumpkins and it's just sitting there. I go, where'd you get that?
I said, I found it.
And I said, that looks like, she goes, why? I said, it looks like something you would get at Dollar General. Like, I think I might have seen it there or something. I don't know. I literally said, I said the dollar store. It looks like something you'd get at the dollar store.
Or did you pick it up on your Walmart order? That's what she asked me. And I said, and she said, I didn't get it at the dollar store and I did not get it at Walmart. So I said, no, I found it. And she said, oh, and that was it. So I did find it because I found it at Dollar General.
It really doesn't look like your taste. It looks like desperation of wanting fall decor. And I had no idea that that's really what it was. Man, you guys, I'm freaking good.
Yeah, I was just like, I have to have a couple things. And
Mom, that's the last thing you need. I know you have a million decorations.
I know. I just have to go find them all. But anyways, that's what, yes, it was like, so I said, I found it, and I did find it. I found it right in the Dollar General aisle, $5.
See, that's kind of a lot for that.
And it's cuter than what she's saying, I think.
But yeah, anyways. I don't want to offend anybody because people might have that. And I'm not saying it's ugly. I'm just saying it doesn't look.
Obviously,
look like you in desperation mode. Yes.
Obviously, I don't think it's ugly because I bought it. So I don't think it's ugly because there was some cute stuff down the aisle. So I don't.
No, they do.
But
have
it's not
really
nothing
cute.
That I usually. I don't ever buy that kind of thing. So that's the reason I bought it, is because I have a lot of stuff and it's something that I don't have, so yeah. That I know for when I do find my stuff or whatever. But on my street, oh my gosh, there's a lady who decorates for every holiday, and I am so jealous of her yard right now. It looks so, does her yard now
yeah,
look
I told
so
them
cute?
It looks so good.
Oh, did you tell her?
I told her husband because he was outside. I was like,
oh my gosh,
looks
it looks,
so
they
good.
They just, she does such a good job. And I mean, I think she got a lot of new fall stuff this year because it looks even different than
oh,
the
yeah.
other years.
She's
and
got
it,
the big skeleton.
Again,
and
it
and
looks,
all the pumpkins.
Oh my gosh, I'm
her
so
yard,
jealous.
Her yard looks
It looks
awesome.
Beautiful right now. But anyways, I love the fall colors. I like to decorate outside and inside, and I'm feel like if I don't get it done in the next week, I'm not going to do it because then it's going to be too late. So I got to hurry and get that going on. You put out a few things. I noticed it looked cute.
No, I didn't.
That tall sign.
Oh, stuff outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm outside.
Yeah. That, you know what? That's really, it's really fun when you do that. But you know what? My decorations have been just sitting in my garage since last fall. So I haven't had to dig for them. The scarecrows are right there. So I just pulled them right out. And Arrow's scared of the scarecrows. I'm going to show you guys a video. I'm going to post it to TikTok. But he says, no, put that back. But they're the cute, like the friendly scarecrows.
That's funny. And my funny Arrow story of this week is yesterday, or when we were at Jesse's house, I heard Victor and him were in the living room and the rest of us were in the kitchen. And I heard Victor asking him if he has to go poop, which he's so smart. He could definitely be using the toilet. He's just literally choosing not to. And so when he has to go to the bathroom, it isn't quick. If he's telling us, we ask him, can we put you on the toilet? And he says, no. So we don't force it or whatever. But Victor said, are you pooping? He told Victor, back up or whatever. And I heard him. And then he said, are you pooping? And he said, no. But you could tell by like his grunt that he was. So then I walked in there because I'm like, I was going to try to convince him to go on the toilet if it was too, you know. But I walked in there like too late because I was listening to the conversation. But I went to walk close to him. He's like his grunting face. Puts his hand straight out to me and he says, walk away, like walk away. And I'm like, can I put you on the toilet? And he said, no. And I'm like, and he's shaking his head no with his hand still up at me. And I said, Mia's going to look to see. And then I looked. I'm like, oh, too late. And he's like, too late. But it was just so funny because
the thing is with putting him on the toilet is that he has to really push hard to get his poop out. So I think that's going to be a struggle. Like, we have to get him more hydrated so it's easier. Otherwise, it's going to, like, really scare him and really hurt. You know what I mean? I've heard that stories about other toddlers. Yeah, he doesn't drink enough liquid. That's what it is. So he has to strain a little bit more.
He does. And I mean, I do. If I see him, like, I had him all day today, so I was waiting, but he didn't go to the bathroom today. And if I would have seen him, I was going to try to grab his little potty and see if he would sit on here there and try it.
Yeah, you'll be the best one, I think, to do it first.
But I have to catch him, you know,
when
he's going to do it, because he's not going to say, "Hey, Mia, I want to go." Not right now. I mean, eventually he will, because he's very smart, but he isn't saying it right now. But and then another thing today I said to him, I can give him any cute little nickname and I'll be like all day and he's fine with it. I'm like, "You're Mia's little love bug. You're Mia's little love bug." Tonight, like after he'd been here all day, I said, "Oh, you're Mia's love bug." And he said, "I'm Mama's love bug."
That's so cute.
And he always, and I said, "No, Mia's and Mama's." He said, "No, Mama's love bug." So any name I give him, he changes it to not to Mia's, but to Mama's.
That's so cute. I have been getting such better sleep since I started using my Blissey pillowcase. I did not know that a pillowcase could feel so good and make such a big difference in my life, especially when I sleep with a toddler who kind of kicks and thrashes all night. This has been helping me a lot. So I want to let you guys know that this is an award-winning 100% mulberry silk pillowcase. There's so many benefits. Silk is the best way to sleep because it, like, the pillowcases are temperature regulated and they have naturally insulated properties if you sweat or overheat while you sleep. And so that's for me. I love to be cool when I sleep. It stays cool through the night, so it's perfect. And you're not constantly waking up and sweating around your neck or flipping the pillow, etc. And on top of that, it's so good for your hair. I don't really blow dry my hair before I go to bed. So before it gets so frizzy, and this reduces frizz and tangles and prevents hair breakage, which is perfect for me and for Arrow. Cause his little curls in the back get quite tangled sometimes when he sleeps without his Blissey pillowcase, and it keeps in moisture in your hair and your skincare products. I always like make my face super glossy before I go to bed, and it works really well with skincare products as well. They're washable and hypoallergenic. They're made of 100% mulberry silk, which is naturally hypoallergenic, so you can sleep more comfortably without itches or rashes, and it's so good for those of you like that have allergies. And unlike other silk pillowcases, these are the highest quality of silk and are machine washable, durable, and even have a zipper to hold your pillow in place. It's a perfect gift to give someone. Because, you know, everyone wants to sleep better. So if you guys want to get better sleep now with Blissey, use code COCO, COCO, to get an additional 30% off at blissey.com/COCO. Again, get better sleep now with Blissey and use code COCO to get an additional 30% off at blissey.com/COCO.
All right. I'll let you talk about this for, I feel like I'm talking about, you wanted to talk about my hair cutting.
Oh my gosh. So did you guys know that my mom went to cosmetology school? How old were you when you went to cosmetology school?
I think
35?
Like, yeah, I'd say.
35. Later in life, she decided that she wanted to cut hair, right?
Yeah. I think I was very bored. The kids were in school. And
I don't blame you. I'm not dissing.
And I was just like home
by
and
yourself.
I wasn't working. Yes. And I was like, I'm just going to go to haircutting school.
So she went to haircutting school and I don't even know what to say about it. You had fun at school.
Yeah, I did. There was like three people that were like older. There's only three of us that were like older than that. The rest of them were like between 17 and like 21. And so I felt like Mother Jenny there most of the time, like the mother to these kids or whatever. But and the bookwork, oh my gosh, like that's the part that they all hated. The bookwork, I got all my bookwork done and would just let anybody copy all my stuff, did all my bookwork, did all the answers, did all the tests or whatever. That stuff is a breeze. But at that age, it was so hard for me to feel comfortable because just knowing, like, I think you almost have to be younger to go into that kind of a field because you don't have any cares. Mm-hmm. But like to me, I was so stressed about people hating their hair that I was so specific, like, to what I would do. Like, I never wanted to cut a man's hair. I think I cut one man's hair the entire time and I graduated from it. Did one man's hair. I did the perms because the younger girls did not want to do the perms. They didn't want to do a lot of pedicures with the feet. So I did that. I did not. They wanted to do the acrylic fake nails and all that stuff. So I never did that. There's just certain things that I never, ever did. Actually, I hardly did any haircuts because they always wanted to do the haircuts. So here I went to haircutting school and did like 2% haircuts and did all the colors and, yeah, the coloring, the perms, the pedicures, all the stuff that everybody else didn't want to do is kind of the stuff I did. And all my hours were done. And then I get home and it's like, oh my gosh, I don't really know how to cut hair.
Okay, so,
and everybody's bugging me to cut their hair.
So skip to my dad, of course. He's like the her first client. So, did you keep it together the first time, like that you that you're confident and just like, hey, I'm going to wing this? Anyways.
I wung it for a year and then I just was like.
So my dad would sit down. And eventually they put it out on the back porch. Anytime my dad put a chair out on the back porch, mom's like, oh my God, I got to cut his hair. I don't want to cut his hair.
Oh, and such stress.
She'd warn me before he got home, dad wants a haircut, but let's hope he forgets about it. So then when she goes out there, she puts a cape on him and she starts cutting, okay? And the funniest thing is when she cuts something incorrectly.
Well, and the clipper part, like... The clipper part I was good at. So anything like the clipper, it was a scissor part.
So but she'd
the clipper
take
part, like I'd have it all that perfect, you know.
She'd take the scissors to the top of his hair because my dad wears like spiky hair. And she'd go at it. And when she didn't quite like what she did, she'd take the tips of her fingers and she'd pat it down and try to like fluff it out and move it. So my dad and my brother caught on that when she was doing this that she messed up. And they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it was so funny because they make jokes still to this day about like, and I didn't just do it lightly. I would like almost like spray water on their hair, you know, so that it like I would spray a bunch of the water with a spray bottle and I'd hurry and just use my fingers and like go, oh, yep. Perfect. All done. Now you just could go. You can go just put some gel in. It'll be good. And oh, my gosh, I like some of the haircuts. Just I got lucky and they were good. And then sometimes they were just so, so bad. And Jesse, like he'd go look in the mirror and say, you need to fix this. Dave would just like, trust me. Then he'd go to work the next day and he said, I start growing out in a week and everybody say, who cut your hair? He said,
They say, why? And he go, don't ever let her do it again.
But yeah, he would come home in another month and say, I need a haircut. I'm like, it took me like 2 years of, I swear, bad haircuts before he let me have the freedom. I'm like, honey, I went to hair school and I really do not know how to cut hair. I said, I know how to cut like girls' hair. I said, I do not know how to cut men's hair. I am sorry. I did one man with the teacher standing over top me telling me what to do in the whole 2 years I was there. I never cut a man's hair. I said, I have no idea how to cut a man's hair. So I just was like, ugh.
Can you guys imagine sitting at the salon and someone cuts something and then all of a sudden you feel pat, 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 rub, rub, rub. All right, you're all done. It's just too funny.
He's like, he goes, he imitates it perfect with his hand. If you could just see him do it.
I know.
If you ever see Dave, ask him, say, show me what Jenny did when she was finished with cutting your hair, because he could like do it like to know. And it's just so funny. But it did take him a long time before Jesse caught on before Dave. And I'm like, quit making me cut your hair. You know, like I would try to make excuses. Like I don't
Jesse wanna... said one day he just blew up. He goes, you pat my hair, isn't gonna fix anything, cut it right. And I guess he's just like, she's like acting like it's like miracle power, like grow back.
Not even like grow back, like blend. It wasn't like it, I cut it too short, it was like blend, dang it, blend. That's more like what it was. But anyways, I realized, and I think I realized halfway through the program, I'm like, this is not for me, but I'm not a quitter. So I just finished it. You know, I'm like, I still
went. You would have been good though at like pedicures and waxing eyebrows and all that though.
Yeah, it was the regular kind of stuff. Yeah.
A lot of people don't prefer hair over nails. So you could have, if you wanted to keep going, you could have definitely like done shellac and all that.
But yeah, I mean, it just was, it honestly wasn't for me.
So I have a question. So you graduated and stuff and Dan never said like, go get a job hair cutting hair.
No.
You didn't apply or anything?
Heck no, I didn't even take my state boards.
Mom!
Because I know they probably made me cut a man's hair. I was like, oh my gosh. I was ready the test wise. I knew everything. I still know all that stuff. Every fungus, everything. Like the book smart. That's why I needed to just go to some kind of schooling that was like books and that kind of stuff.
You are really smart with that stuff.
Like, but not like that hands on hair stuff is hard stuff. I give all of you hairdressers credit, especially if you went at an older age and like, you know, and I guess I should have like said, you know, there had to be a checklist. You should have had to do so many men, so many women. Like there wasn't, paying attention to what.
Yeah. You're not necessarily going to make yourself uncomfortable.
I mean, as long as you were there doing clients, like, you know, they didn't pay attention enough to what
I didn't realize that's how I was in nursing school, as I was really good at the book stuff. But then when it came to the patients, I mean, I'm nice and like good with the patients and I got better. But in nursing school, it was really stressful. Like I second guessed it because, you know, I don't know. I got scared that I was going to hurt somebody with the wrong medications or IVs or whatever. It was just a lot of stress. So yeah, that's where I get that from.
But the funny thing is, like, you've never showed it in that thing, because every single person that has always said what a good nurse you are, and you always did so good.
I am
doing like the. You always got the veins on the first time and everything.
It was just in my head, though. I was just scared. You know, I was uncomfortable every single time because I was like, oh man.
Yeah, just like that video you just made of Victor when they turn around in the prom do. Well, I would rather do a prom do and that kind of stuff, but I'm just saying, like, turn around and they see their haircut and they're like, ah.
No, okay, wait. Let me tell you this one story about mom's. This is before mom cut hair. There was this like chain hair cutting place local here. And I remember this so perfect.
Yeah, see, that person, I don't know how they went through school either. Okay.
I remember this perfectly. So me, Jesse, and mom were all sitting in the Suburban waiting for dad to walk out. Were you with us, mom?
Yes.
Okay. We were waiting
for him. That was when Walmart was.
Farmer Jack's. Was there
Farmer Jack's, and wasn't Walmart was there too before it moved to the new Walmart?
It? Okay,
yeah. And so we were shopping, and there was also like a chain like hair cutting complex right next to Walmart. So we did all of our stuff, and Dave went in to get a haircut during that time, and so we all went out to the car because he was almost done or whatever, and we were putting everything we bought into the car, and then we got into the car, and he walked out. Okay,
he started walking out.
You guys, they were young. You guys were like,
he started walking out, 8 years old, and he had this like. You know, this like walk about him that just wasn't good. So then I go, I look from his shoes up to his hair, and I look up, and I kind of laughed. I'm like, Dad, you look like a Q-tip. And then Dad goes, I know, it's really messed up. And then who told him to go back in there? But he marched back in there.
Me.
Because the sides were as long as the top. So he spikes the top of his hair. So the whole thing was the same length. And it was just like hilarious. And the fact that he left that place like that.
Oh, he came out there. And I mean, we were all like, I was trying to be nice, but everybody, I was like, what the heck? That was worse than my haircuts.
Way worse. But I'm like, I'm thinking, what did you tell him? He goes, short on the sides, longer on the top. I'm like, it's all the same length. So who knows what he really said?
Yeah, it was like literally like, I don't even
Dad's
know how to explain
pleaser,
it. But
so
he went back in. He didn't even get into the vehicle. Like he literally marched back in and he came out, and it was better, but it still was not. It was still a bad haircut. And he said, I am never going to that place again. So yes, so it happens at other places, but it was the funniest thing. But that lady was probably stressed too.
Yeah, might have been might have been her first man's haircut. That could have been you, mom.
It looked like she did the whole thing with the clippers, but like left it all the way. But it was like poking out like 2 inches on the side and 2 inches on top, like literally like a round ball. Like I don't even know how to explain that.
I wish
that was back
picture.
Before you had the phones with the cameras, because we definitely would have a picture otherwise. But yes, it was. He still knows his feelings. When we were just laughing about that, when we were talking about these haircuts this weekend, and. He still knows the feelings he felt when he came.
He goes, yeah, it's
outside,
funny now.
But he was like, and he doesn't know how to say, like, I don't like it. Can you fix it?
I don't really know how to say that either.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
But I do want to say shout out to Marsha and Ovley, because my dad went to you last week and he loves his haircut and he has been in the best mood, and I think it's the haircut. He feels like really handsome.
Yes, he does. And yes, he looks really good.
No, he looks really good. I feel like he looks like way younger. Like it just was, it's the perfect shape of hair for his head or whatever. It's
good. And he did pull one of his pictures off of Facebook and he said, did he? And he said, this is kind of like what I like. And she just opened her shop and and he just went there, and he's definitely going to keep going because he's very happy with his haircut. I should offer to give him another one next month and see what he says. Okay. What else do I have on my list? Oh, ideas for.
Oh, okay. So my mom said that one of you came up with this and then she wants to pursue it. And I think it's great, and to include you guys on it. So do you guys have any preference, or first off, are you guys interested at all in if we came up with a Coco Caliente sweatshirt, but of me and my mother? And
or not like a picture of us, like no.
I guess like representing us, because
like
last
representing
time...
the podcast, because I got asked some questions. I've got some messages about people wanting us to make some merchandise. And they could be like something funny sayings. It could be just a quote. And we're trying to decide. And what I was thinking is more like I know like before she had coffee cups, but I was thinking about doing like to go coffee mugs, like with the lids, like something like that, and a sweatshirt. But yes, we want your ideas and what you think.
Okay, what I was saying, mother.
Okay, finish.
Now I forgot, but what I was, you caught me off because now I can't remember what I was saying. I was going to get to that. First off, is anybody, do you guys want it? Second off, any ideas are much appreciated. Oh, and what I meant by it's me and my mom is because not a picture of our face, mother.
Okay.
But because last time me and Victor had, it was representing Victor and I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We would have changed our name if we didn't have to like go through the whole process. It would have took a lot to like change our name and stuff, but I'm still Coco, and now she's hot and I'm Coco.
So no, and whoever's idea we use, like if we can find an idea that you guys give and you use, we'll send you a sweatshirt and
we'll send you some free merch.
Yeah, but I said we got to reach out to you guys because Arrow's named Arrow because of you guys.
Yeah, and I just
because literally, I had asked some questions or something and somebody misspelled whatever they were writing on Facebook, and I saw it and I sent it to Nicole, and that is how Arrow came about his name. So that is just like crazy. So you guys have awesome ideas and you always are, you know, ready to help out. So yeah, I've been racking my brain a little bit, but got lots of things rolling around in there right now and no idea for this yet. So yeah, let us know what you think.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And then, oh, my hearing aids. Mm-hmm. I was going to tell you, I actually went to my hearing visit last week. And I definitely need hearing aids, she said. One ear was even, they were pretty close, maybe. I didn't even show you the chart thing, did I? They're a little bit off. So one ear is a little bit worse than the other, but both ears, I cannot hear good out of it at all. And I need hearing aids in both ears.
And she's 53, for those of you that don't know. So younger for hearing aids.
Yes. So anyways, I did a hearing test and it was kind of weird because you go in a box and you hang on to this thing and you press a button every time that you hear the noise, whether it's faint, loud, no matter what. And they're different tones and like you start with each ear or whatever. But I could see her and it was almost like a kissing booth box is exactly how I would describe this box. And like, so the glass is... Right, or I can see right through the thing, like where somebody would stand to kiss somebody or whatever. And so I could tell when she's pressing buttons. So I had to close my eyes in order to do it, because otherwise I felt like I was going to be cheating because I can tell exactly when she's pressing the button and when I should be hearing stuff. So I closed my eyes and I like did it like exactly right or whatever. And yes, I need them. But afterwards, I was surprised to find out she said that. You know, she sat down with me and she told me, and I was thinking like the kind that go inside your ears that you don't see, but she said that she suggests a kind that go, that are slim fit, that go around the back of my ear that are hardly noticeable, that she said aren't noticeable. I haven't seen them yet. But anyway, she said that because of my age and stuff, she doesn't think these are the kind I would need. Cause she says you need clarity, not just like she said, when you're older, a lot of people just want things to be louder. So they're just like just loud noises, but you want everything to be clear and mm-hmm. stuff too. Cause you're very, very young to have this kind of a hearing loss. Mm-hmm. But anyways, she told me that insurances, most of them, and I haven't checked with mine yet. I did call, but I got one lady and she said, no, it's not covered. But to call back and talk to somebody else, and I haven't done that part yet. But it's going to be $7,500 to $8,000 out of my pocket to get them. So I'm still deciding on how bad I want them, or if like, and I still want to see if there's any programs, because the doctor came in and talked to me after, and he said like, if you were working full time, that there's a program where they pay for them because they want to keep people working. Also, if you like were on Medicaid, of course, there's a problem. He said the hardest time is people who have good insurance, really good insurance, and like Dave, like full-time employment and really good Blue Cross or whatever, that it does not cover it most of the time. He says it's kind of weird, but on most people's policies, there isn't hearing
I think that's
covered. And I think it's because it's most of the time you're probably on Medicaid by the time you need hearing aids. But then they suggested, they're like, contact your husband's employer and see if they can add the hearing package on there. And I'm like, he's already retired. Like we took his retirement insurance. That's what we pay for monthly. So I'm going to check into some more before I just like jump on it and say, yes, I'm just going to go pay that much out of my pocket. But anyways, I was giving you an update, you know, on what and I haven't looked into any other options yet, but that's what I got so far.
Yeah, it's weird that they pay for like to straighten your teeth when that's not like Invisalign. I'm sure yours pays for Invisalign because mine does.
I don't know, but you have different. I betcha your kind of insurance would pay for hearing stuff with the because they would the state need of them to have good know. Ears. I don't know either.
Either way, it should cover. It should cover it.
I thought a percentage. I'm like, I was prepared, honestly, to like pay like $3,000 or something out of my pocket. But when they said that much, I was like, oh, that's like the whole thing. I'm like, I'm going to check into it. I don't want to like jump on anything right now. I've been like this for a while. Yes, I do want to get them. But yes, I also want to see if there's a way, you know, to get some kind of thing so I can just like pay half of that, not like the whole thing.
Yeah. That's understandable.
Alrighty. This was on my list from last week. Why are you laughing at me? Old food. How come? Oh, I do not understand this. I clean my fridge out like once every 2 months, and I do not know how I accumulate so much old condiments, old dressings, and
you do not. And clean
Like when I go to my mom's house and stuff and other people's house that are older, and when I used to go to my grandma's, I always look at the stuff because everything's always outdated. And I cannot believe at 53, I'm getting to that age, because it's only me and Dave here where I have to look in my fridge and everything's old. My milk's old. Everything's old. Like all
when
the time.
Me and Jesse lived here, that was not the case.
No, there was never old.
Never had to check the date on anything. Now I always check the date.
Like it's like we can never finish anything.
I think I threw out like 3 ranch containers of yours like last week, and the one all I can see on the label it says 2023, so I'm just rolling with it. I don't know what month of 2023, but
it's still 2023 now.
Exactly, but it could have been 01 2023, but I'm still eating it. And because your other one said 2022.
But I don't know where they're. I think, you know what it is? I think because I do clean it out. I think what happens is which I'm going to quit this now.
You do.
I buy the stuff and then I put it in my cupboard instead of in my fridge because I don't need it yet. And so by the time I put it in my fridge, I think it's already old.
Absolutely true. I want to go through that cupboard. Everything's old and it's unopened.
I think that's what. I think I have a lot of unopened stuff that is old. Yeah. And so by the time I put it in my fridge, I just assume I'm like, no, that's brand new and it's full. And then I go and look at it afterwards, or Jesse or Nicole look at it and they're like, this is whatever. I'm like, I just put that in there. Like, I just got that, but I didn't really just get it. I just got it out of my cupboard, but I didn't just get it at the store. So I'm trying to make a list now and just buying the stuff I'm going to put in my fridge and not having backup of that kind of stuff anymore. Cause it doesn't last as long as I think should.
And honestly, if it's going to be lasting a really long time, it's probably not good for you. It's got a lot of preservatives and bull crap in it.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
I just, for my dad's birthday, I went on Thrive Market and I bought a huge order of, because they like their junk food, you guys. I do too. Who doesn't? But it stresses me out.
A bunch of healthy snacks she got. You should see, it's going to take us about a year to eat all the healthy snacks she brought over today. She brought a crap ton.
A lot of good cookies and chips and crackers and granola bars and everything. The healthy version of Skittles and Starburst and chocolate-covered peanuts and all that type of thing. Because what do you have on your counter right now, Mother?
Little Debbie's.
Which ones? Which Little Debbie's do you have? I just told you I was doing this for Dad. And I come over yesterday and she hurried up and she bought Cosmic Brownies.
I bought the pumpkin brownies.
But they're Cosmic.
I bought stuff that looked fallish just for decoration.
Oatmeal cream pies and zebra cakes, which do not look fallish.
Yes, they were. They got the little sprinkles on that are fall color. Okay. Go look at them.
And then she has three candy dishes full of Skittles, Starburst, Sour Patch something. I'm like, seriously?
And the reason, I have those left over because it was his birthday. I went and I bought a bunch of candy. He has a big, big candy dish at his office at work, so I went and filled. I haven't filled his candy dish in probably 6 months. So I went and bought a ton of candy, and then that was the stuff that didn't fit into it. That's on my counter.
And how I see it is, it's don't roll your eyes at me. How I see it is, if you want to eat something, at least have it be a good source, Mother. Okay.
Thank you very much for the healthy snacks.
You stress me out.
Thank you very much for the healthy snacks, but I don't really eat the Little Debbie's.
No, I don't see you. But Arrow wants them every time he comes over. So now if he wants something.
And then he wastes them. He just takes a bite and he just throw them away. Today he made me open an oatmeal pie and he took a bite and threw it away.
Mm. But anyways, so now Arrow can have a healthier version. I don't know. It's weird. Like, that's what I gift my parents. Like, I tried to. It's like, Mom, if I get you Olipop, you don't like that?
That root beer today? I drink it, though. See, I do drink the stuff that she thinks.
She stuck her tongue out like Nancy. I love Olipop.
Olipop root beer.
I love it.
I mean, but I know there is a couple of the flavors that I really like, but she gets me sometimes.
Sometimes she
gives me the variety pack, and sometimes she gives me the ones that the flavors she doesn't love.
No. Tropical Blue is my favorite. I gave you a whole pack of that, and you don't like it?
Well, I didn't try that one yet. But anyways, what was the one that you give me that you don't like?
Oh, that was in my fridge and you took that at my house. I didn't give it to you. It was like the Sprite version. I don't like that one. It's too sweet. You guys, Olipop's awesome.
No, it is good. There's a few of them that are really good. But I drink a lot of A&W Diet Root Beer. So
that's what I'm saying.
So that Diet A&W tastes so much better than Olipop.
This transition is going to be hard.
Root Beer. But I drank it today. I went and got that instead of getting my Diet A&W. And I have that here. I went and got yours and I drank it. Are you proud of me?
Yes. I'm like, Mom, I just want to get her drinking healthier, eating healthier options. I mean, you can still enjoy your pop or whatever.
And I drank one today, so I did good. And then, anyways, we have to, today she has to podcast and get right home today.
Yeah, I'm going to be in trouble. Victor's like, don't be lollygagging. You just get your podcast and you got to get home. I said, why? He goes, because I got a shower and stuff. And my mom said, you can't put in a bed. He said, no, I got a shower.
No, but I was just laughing because because sometimes like Nicole, that's her, that'll be her only downtime when she's here without Arrow. So when we get done, she'll just, we'll finish and we'll go downstairs and then we'll just sit on the couch and we'll talk for like an hour. So he thinks that it takes us 2 hours to podcast every single time. He goes, I don't know what you guys do.
Yeah, then she
takes
you
like 2 hours. I'm like, Victor,
goes,
we're
no,
done
he,
in
she
like
just sits here
40
for,
minutes.
She sits here for an hour and a half. I'm like, Mom, are you kidding me?
Because he was basically saying I was slow podcasting.
You blew my cover.
So then I threw it on her. I said,
you blew
no, we're
my
always
cover
done
to
in
protect
40 minutes.
Yourself, mother.
But anyways, we do get her done.
Yeah. No, he's just tired, I think. I'm tired too. I got a headache.
Alrighty, and everybody, this is going to go on Thursday. If you're watching Big Brother, Double Eviction Thursday night. I'm so excited. Double Eviction's my favorite nights. I love to watch Double Evictions. I love surprises. I'm excited.
I have no words, mother. Though that is, Double Evictions are traumatic for me.
No, but for a viewer, they're exciting.
No, they are. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to our nonsense. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.